Hey guys, Will Durst here to say forget the almanac and the calendar and the astrology charts or whatever the weatherman and the neighbor over the fence with the hair growing out of a mole on his nose shaped like the state of Delaware told you. The true wormhole opening to summer is not the solstice on the 21st day of June. It's the fourth Monday of May, Memorial Day. Officially carved out as a peaceful respite, to lay a wreath at the tomb of all the young men and women who paid the ultimate sacrifice for the security of our nation, not to mention the multitude of valiant drivers tragically lost in automobile races. Unofficially, it's a time for the whole of America to stop and catch our breath. Summer? Already? How the hell did that happen? Wasn't it just the other day we were taking down Christmas lights? Of course, some of us still have our Christmas lights up, and what's wrong with that? Most importantly, Memorial Day marks the beginning of the flesh charring season. Our own at the beach, eating al fresco for the first time all year, and that of many various sluggish mammals who gave their lives so we could raise our cholesterol levels to heights where Sherpas fear to tread on a freshly scrubbed Weber. It means fireworks and lemonade and tires swinging on ropes over rivers and roasted marshmallows and ice cream on sticks that melt down your arm all the way to the elbow. And air conditioning. Some people claim to even find camping relaxing. Good for you. To me, the outdoors is where the car is. Roughing it means basic cable without Turner Classic Movies. You say wilderness, I think spotty cell phone coverage. Our frenzied season of leisure is too shortly destined to evaporate on Labor Day, so hurry on out there and have yourself one terrific summer full of languid days and soft night breezes. May you frolic and cavort and gamble and caper in a madcap series of wacky, zany antics that you remember fondly always. And just try to keep the sand off your hot dog, if you know what I mean.